We are the victims of strategic attack, assault, and planning, not only of the use of directed energy weapons, but by a de facto corporate structure that has approved and adopted sustainable development agendas. But keep in mind, the goal is to massively kill off the global population.
Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. That, of course, was Deborah Tavares. And this is part two of our must-hear emergency broadcast as we sound the alarm over sustainable development. More on that in just one second. But with an eye on my Rumble channel, guys, take a look at this. 254,000 views for Dr. William Mockus, Jeffrey Prather, 255,000 views. You can see the trend. But FEMA, Dues, and Kill Cities, part one of this interview with Deb, only 5,000 views in the first 24 hours. And Deb contacted me today saying, are you going to post it to Rumble? And I said, I did last night and I sent you the link. So I was out and about and I checked my phone. I did a Rumble search for SGT Report and the video, FEMA Dues and Kill Cities, does not even show up on my channel on Rumble. So some mechanism of shadow banning appears to continue to happen on Rumble, despite me reaching out to them via Twitter and them saying it's just a server issue. I tend to believe this may just be a glitch, but for about the umpteenth time, one of my videos has been shadow banned, on purpose or not, by Rumble. So I'm re-uploading part one of this interview on Rumble with a new title. That title is Emergency Alert from Deborah Tavares Part 1, and this is Emergency Alert Part 2. And guys, just keep this in mind. When you hear the words sustainable development, that is the agenda to keep the population of the Earth at a sustainable level, according to the malevolent people that control the world. That means depopulation. Sustainable development means no more growth to world population, and in fact, the opposite. They are actively trying to cull the population through these agendas.
This is total mass murder, destruction, and theft at the grandest scale in history. The grandest scale in history. So let's talk about San Juan, Puerto Rico. We know that San Juan, Puerto Rico was hit by a significant hurricane, Hurricane Maria, some years back. And they're talking about how the water system is not going to withstand any more extreme weather disasters. And it makes the infrastructure even more vulnerable in its lifespan and disrepair, all intentionally left in disrepair. The transmission is fragile, they're saying, and it's very subject to hurricane and high precipitation. They go on to say that in San Juan, Puerto Rico, the drop the word natural. Nothing in our existence now is natural. Nothing. And don't say climate change. But the Natural Resources Defense Council, along with local groups, released a report in 2017 that found nearly all of Puerto Rico's residents were drinking water from systems that violated the Safe Drinking Water Act, and that almost 70% of the people on the island were served by water sources that violated the policy's health standards, the highest in any state or territory. You can overlay that onto the Hawaiian Islands as well, because certainly their water system has been violated with years of pummeling of heavy metals and high levels of unsurvivable for long-term levels of heavy metals that are poisoning. So I've named the five cities, and I've told you how these five cities are going to be dismantled. Not only five cities, it's your city also. So please listen to this. You will be redirected and forced into government-funded FEMA zones, designated kill zones. You will, because if you cannot get insurance, which is happening now, we have insurance being canceled here in Northern California. We have insurance companies leaving the California market. The insurance companies are run by the global foreign international banksters, and they've set this up so that if you have a mortgage and you can't get insurance, your states likely have what they call a fair insurance plan. There's nothing fair about it. I just had a family tell me that their prior annual cost for insurance was around $5,000 a year, but it just went up to $11,000 a year because their insurance refused renewal.
Same thing happening in Florida, by the way, Deb. And I heard a report earlier this year where some woman's home, the homeowner's insurance, went from about $10,000 a year to over $100,000 a year. Same thing happening, and it's all by design.
Absolutely. It's all been very cleverly planned, and we are the victims of strategic attack, assault, and planning, not only of the use of directed energy weapons, but by a de facto corporate structure that has approved and adopted sustainable development agendas. Now, I posted on stopthecrime.net a very important impact of climate change on human health, and I call it a murder chart. You can find it. It's part of my blast out called Watches that I've told you about in the beginning of this program. And this came off and out of one of the sustainable development approved documents in a city. And it talks about injuries and fatalities and mental health impacts due to severe weather. They know this is the goal. Severe weather will cause injuries, fatalities, and mental health impacts. That's blood shock. We're having massive mental disorders. Also, air pollution. They know, and it's been planned, that asthma and cardiovascular disease will result from air pollution and certainly much more. Look at the smoke. Smoke is a weapon. Fire is a weapon. And the smoke is a continued weapon of the fire. They talk about changes in vector ecology. They talk about how we'll face more malaria, dengue fever, Lyme disease, West Nile virus, and more. This is all planned. They talk about increased allergens, respiratory and allergies, and asthma. They also talk about water quality impacts, cholera, harmful algae blooms. We're seeing that happen everywhere, poisonous algae blooms. They talk about water and food supply impacts, malnutrition, starvation, environmental degradation, forced migration, civil conflict, mental health impacts. Now let's talk about extreme heat, that they throw in microwaves disguised in the extreme heat, because when it feels like 80 outside, or they tell you it's 80 outside, but it feels hotter, it's because it is. They're using microwaves. And we're dying from heat-related illnesses and death and cardiovascular failure. This is all by design. So we have to stop looking at the consequences on our human family that is being perpetrated to kill and destroy, and look at the larger picture and come to terms with what we face and who is doing it.
Hey, Deb, still want to find out what the plan is for San Juan, Puerto Rico, but I also want to get your comments on the earthquakes, the devastating earthquake we saw in Turkey. Turkey wasn't playing ball with NATO, so they must pay the price, right? Turkey wasn't playing ball with the United States, so they must pay the price, right? How about what just happened in Morocco? So anyway, back to you.
Well, thank you, Sean. Earthquakes and targeting with directed energy weapons, of course, serves many non-compliance issues. But keep in mind, the goal is to massively kill off the global population. Remember, I recently discovered on the United Nations, on the United Nations agenda, I found a report, and actually it's on the WHO. And here's what it says. Ageism is a global challenge. They say for the youth and people over 60, ageism leads to poorer health, social isolation, earlier deaths, and cost economies billions. The report calls for swift action to implement effective anti-aging strategies. They say every second person in the world is believed to hold ageist attitudes, leading to poor physical and mental health, reduced quality of life for older persons, costing society billions of dollars each year, according to the new United Nations report on ageism. To go on to say this, the report released by the WHO, Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights, and the United Nations Department of Economic and Social Affairs, and the United Nations Population Fund, calls for urgent action to combat and expose ageism for what it is, a scourge, an insidious scourge on all of society, the young and the old. This is genocide. This is more than just playing games with directed energy weapons because they can and they are. This is about annihilation. Let's get this right. Let's get this right. The report from Iron Mountain was something that everyone should have listened to years ago. I have it on my website. There's actually the report itself, which was released just a few months after John F. Kennedy was assassinated. And then Johnson said it was a hoax. It was never a hoax. But then there's also a film that was put together about the report from Iron Mountain. And I would urge all of you to watch the film also, the report from Iron Mountain. It talked about inventing climate change, inventing enough pollution that would take maybe 60 years to create enough poisons and toxins to sell climate change. Too many people using too much stuff.
Well, and as my audience knows, Deb, it was the Club of Rome that invented all of these concocted ideas that human beings are the problem. First, it was going to be a new ice age that was coming. You know, it was going to be global warming next. Now it's just climate change. It's the catch-all for their devious plans to manipulate young people into thinking it's human beings that are the problem. So the fewer human beings on the planet, the better the planet will be. It's all manufactured by these bankers, by the United Nations, by the House of Rothschild, by the people that want to enslave humanity and already, frankly, have with their fiat printing presses that they've controlled for generations. So I just want to make it real clear, the enemies of humanity, we know who they are now, Klaus Schwab, the World Economic Forum. By the way, Klaus Schwab just said that water is not a human right. Friends, they are coming after you. They are coming after your family. And as I mentioned earlier in the broadcast, they're coming after your light bulbs. You can't even have clean, burning, healthy light bulbs that we've had for generations. Well, those are now away too. Let me just play this real quick. Deb, I want people to understand how dangerous this LED technology is. Listen to this.
Yeah, it's causing blindness, and that is the plan as well.
I'm sorry, what?
It's causing blindness and reducing the melatonin.
Yeah.
So that we don't get into REM sleep at night.
That's
we
right.
We become more sensitive to all the assaults that we face.
Yep, listen
but
to this.
But I can tell you this. We face mass levels of eye disrepair.
Yep.
I've talked about this for years. But go ahead and play that clip.
So today we're going to talk about the administration's ban on incandescent bulbs and halogen bulbs starting August 1st, 2023. I think this is really important, right? We've had these bulbs since the dawn of time, basically since the 1900s. They're very soothing, they're very relaxing. If you like to read a book, you just turn on a lamp with the incandescent and you can read that book just fine. But these LED bulbs, on the other hand, in which they want to have in every home, can actually cause anxiety and restlessness. They can mess with your melatonin levels inside your brain. They're actually linked to blindness, which is crazy when you get into the studies. They also flicker like crazy, and they also emit microwave radiation. That's what they want to bring into our home, LED bulbs that are emitting microwave radiation. On top of that, when it gets really weird, you get into the smart bulbs. The smart bulbs can actually sync up to your phone, sync up to your Alexa, sync up to your stove, to your fridge, to all your devices in which they can use to monitor you. It gets real weird with these bulbs, that's for sure. And there's actually a little hidden clause in which when you buy these new LED smart bulbs that you agree to give all your information to Google, to Microsoft, and all the other corporations as soon as you buy the bulb and install it into your home. So it's important to be aware of this on all these different topics related to LEDs and why you should stock up on incandescents and halogens before August 1st, 2020.
Well, guys, I wish I'd played that prior to August 1st. I knew it was coming, too. And I do have 60-watt light bulbs. But you know what I didn't buy enough of? I don't have those can bulbs anymore. So now our can bulbs and our ceilings are burning out. And I go to the store and all I can find are these disgusting, unhealthy smart bulbs, these LED bulbs from hell, which, of course, because now we live in United Nations Agenda 2030 hell, at least that's where they're taking us. Of course, that's what it would be in Banana Joe's Banana Republic. What would you recommend? What do people do, Deb? We can't even buy normal bulbs anymore. That's great.
Well, I think we have to realize that the attack is complete targeting of humanity on all levels. There is nothing that has not been considered and nothing that has been left out of the targeting of us, including making us blind and certainly causing cataracts and all of the eye diseases that we're facing as a nation and the replacement of our lens, on and on and on. And I can only say this. We must do all we can to be less easy to be killed. And we have to live each and every day in right conduct. We always must do the next best right thing. We have to love the ones we love even more. And we must not live in fear and enjoy being human as long as we are allowed to be human.
Yeah, and
that's
just say,
what I would say.
Yeah, and let me just say, guys, let me do a screen share here. I'm going to order these today if they're still orderable. I wonder if that executive order, Banana Joe's magic signature, just banning incandescent bulbs, I wonder if that's just banning the production of the bulbs, because evidently you can still buy 60-watt incandescent light bulbs from Amazon or 1000bulbs.com all over the internet, evidently. So I will be doing that today. And I just wanted to alert the audience to do the same thing while you still can. You know, this is a Band-Aid on a gaping wound. I understand that to be true, Deb. They're trying to destroy us and our humanity, as you just noted.
That is correct. But don't call it climate change.
Yeah, don't ever call it climate change. Final right. question for you before we lose you here. Morocco. I have dear friends in Morocco, Hope and Tavon. Another good friend of mine was just there visiting, so a shout out to her. And they were just hit by a devastating earthquake, not as bad as the one that hit Turkey. But why Morocco?
In Morocco.
Was it natural or was it a targeted hit?
Now, come on. It was directed energy weapons. Of course.
Do we have evidence for that?
How could they create? I want to just read this again so that everyone hears this. William Cohen, the U.S. Defense Secretary, told us in a news briefing, April 28th of 1997, he said others are engaging even in eco-type terrorism, whereby they can alter the climate, set off earthquakes, volcanoes remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves. In fact, the use of the electromagnetic waves can literally destroy an entire city, as we're watching, and an entire continent. What we saw in 9/11 was a sampling of the abilities and capabilities of using energy for destruction. I've been to Morocco. Morocco is a beautiful place, a lovely, wonderful, old place, but it's also the crossroads of the world in that area. Many, many different peoples literally converge in that area. So why Morocco? Well, because they can. Why Turkey? Why Syria? Why flooding out and destroying and causing people to drown? Why? Genocide. Land theft. Again, as I said, this all represents the largest transfer of wealth and mass genocide, not only in this century, but in all of history, by a few that many identify as the elite. And this is all under the band of climate change, which is weather weapons, and already approved agendas. In fact, I want to share with Maui, and all of you need to know this too, because this exists in your town as well. But I pulled up some information from United Nations on approvals of the smart cities that are happening not only in Maui, but in all of the Hawaiian Islands. And when I pulled up this 551-page document called, you can type it in and find it, Mapping Kona's Future, Kona Community Development Plan, Volume 2. Background information, and this is dated September of 2008, and it's considered the final. So I will just tell you what I saw in this. I saw what is called the Delphi technique. It is a mind-controlled methodology to have meetings that the public think that they're giving their information and weighing in on the decisions, and the decisions are all predetermined. This mind control technique came out of Tavistock in England, and then the RAND Corporation in the United States really furthered it here in this country. Many of you that go to meetings, whether it's taking a look at this document, I'm going to describe in this document, because I'd like you all to pull it up, because I'm going to describe this specific document only in the context of the Delphi technique, but I want you to think about those of you that have gone to meetings and have been Delphi'd. So here's what it looks like, and you can look at the pictures again in the Mapping Kona's Future, and please look this up. There are pictures in the beginning of this document where it shows people sitting in round tables. There's a facilitator at each table. They're asked questions. They're led into questions and led into defining the answers, where the people think that they are public, John Q. Public, that is allowed to make decisions on Maui's future. You will see this as you turn the pages. I have seen this at countless meetings everywhere I have gone, including the International and Electronic Engineers meetings that my husband and I attended a number of years ago. The engineers flown in from all over the world to attend this meeting were all Delphi'd. The same individual tables with a facilitator at each table. Each person was given an index card or a sticky to write what they felt was the answer that the facilitator wanted them to give. And then they would collect all of this, presumably create a report, and that would be the conclusion of that particular United Nations plot to kill all of us. In fact, it was during this meeting, Sean, at the Electrical Engineers meeting in San Jose a number of years ago, that I found the statement that I made that initiated the opening of a 5G apocalypse, where you hear me talk about your eyeballs baking like eggs. And it was from that meeting where I discovered this. It was also from that meeting that I heard what I'm going to tell you now. And I wrestled with this, and I did not believe it to be true. I wanted so much for all of us to hear what is happening and that we would be able to stop it. But there was a GE CEO that gave a talk. And he talked about how every single thing on this planet would be tracked and monitored. Every single thing. This is from birth to death, from manufacturing to end of use. And this is also every individual tree. And this is how they can calibrate the use of directed energy weapons on certain targets, and it appears in many of the burn zones that the trees are still standing, but they're dying. They were not the calibrated hit. It was the structures. And then, of course, with the microwaves, it heats up all metal. We have seen over and over and over again metal that was torched with the microwave that got so hot that whatever the metal was abutting or bolts that were through the metal, the wood burned. We saw that time and time again. We were crime scene investigators of directed energy weapon fires, and we toured many fires here in Northern California. The same thing over and over again. Metal making it very hot and burning anything that it was attached to. In one instance, at a fire department that was burned down, their garbage disposal, which was plastic, or their garbage bin that was plastic, had a hose coiled up next to it. And just the end of the hose was leaning against the garbage can. And that end of the hose became so hot, it burned a hole in the garbage can. Now, I will tell you, the night of the 2017 burn, we were hit also with no warning. The people on the mountain, there were no lights. This happened at 1 a.m. There were no lights. There was no cell phones. There was nothing. No water. Everything was duplicated. What you saw in Lahaina was the same thing done here, except they weren't blocking the exits. They just weren't helping people exit in the dark of night with heavy smoke. So that's blocking the exits. The fire was the use of directed energy weapons that in and of itself blocks the exits, let alone officers that are told to go and cut off routes. We saw that happening here during other fires in Sonoma County. In fact, many people live in the rural country area. And during one of the fires that was miles away, we saw some police officers blocking a couple of roads. It seemed very odd. So when they were queried about why they were blocking those roads, and they, by the way, were in Sonoma County, and they had come all the way from Sacramento. That is Central California. They drove and were told to come from Central California to block some very small, narrow, two-lane roads in the rural area in Sonoma County.
So more foreknowledge, just like we saw in Maui.
Absolutely. Well, they're practicing. They're being told what they have to do, and they're doing it. But what is even worse is the real fact, Sean, is that, sadly, the mind control techniques are so far advanced. And I would like to do another show with you on AI, because I have some friends that live near, they're in San Francisco, and they're experiencing some unbelievable connections with AI. It's unbelievable. And AI is established, they're telling us, to help us. But AI is not that at all. AI is setting up more disparity between us to kill us.
Yeah. Well, now, it's all part of the total control grid, and we can definitely get you back on again. I want to show your three websites before we say our goodbyes. Just one thing, though. You know, sadly, I did say, if we could identify what technologies specifically are being used, and I think we've gone a long way to doing just that, but if we could identify who specifically is responsible, maybe we have a chance to shut this thing down and save ourselves. And you sadly did not agree. Do you think it's just too far gone? This thing is too far entrenched. It's too widespread. As Woodrow Wilson said, the people that control this planet, you dare not speak above your breath when speaking in condemnation of them or their plan, because they have so much power. And obviously, I'm paraphrasing, Deb.
Well, Sean, I want to say that I was told a long time ago that there was too much inertia. And I did not want to believe that, even though it absolutely appears that there is too much inertia. I still want to do all I can to harden up, to be less easy to be killed. Mm-hmm. And that's why I sent out that watches. And I detailed what we can and must do now. And we'll need to do another show so I can go over that in detail. We're on our own. So being on our own, we have to think out of the box. We can see in advance of a directed energy weapon assault. We can see the winds. We can see the chemtrailing overhead. We can feel the microwave. There are many, many people that are claiming that they have electromagnetic sensitivity. Listen, it is not electromagnetic sensitivity. We are using the wrong words. These are weapons. Do you call and say that you're sensitive to being stabbed by a knife multiple times? Oh, I have a knife stabbing sensitivity? Do you say that you have a sensitivity if somebody shoots you with a bow and arrow? No. People that are feeling the consequences of frequency overload are feeling the deadly consequences of a weapons system. Let's first use the right words. We have to use the right words.
I think that's right. And this is an all-out, 100%, total deep state, deep government, deep world government, war against humanity. It's multifaceted. The toxic skies are part of the agenda. The toxic 5G is part of the agenda. The bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine is just part of the agenda. The war on water, a literal war now on water, which Klaus Schwab says is not a human right, is part of the agenda, all leading us to United Nations Agenda 2030. Friends, if you don't sound the alarm, well, my God, then what would you have done when the British were coming? You're certainly no Paul Revere if you're not sounding the alarm right now. Deb, I can't thank you enough for your time. I know that we could talk for 3 hours, 5 hours. We'll bring you back on again, but I do want to show your websites as we say our goodbyes, because you are, on the front lines, one of the best activists trying to save humanity and warn humanity. Really, the Paula Revere of our time, Deb Tavares, ToxicSky.org. Here's one website, guys. This one's very important. Learn about primary water. Educate your friends, neighbors, and colleagues. If you live in Buffalo, if you live in Pritchard, Alabama, St. Louis, Central Coast, California, San Juan, Puerto Rico, you might want to know about primary water. And finally, the granddaddy site, stopthecrime.net. Sign up right here to get Deb's email blast, the one she described in this interview. And Deb, I want to thank you again for your time. I'll give you the final word, and I'll thank you very much.
Yes, again, I urge everybody to do all you can. Find out where the springs are of water nearest you. You will be killed more rapidly when you can't access water. And that is the plan. I told you the five cities that are being targeted, but all the cities are for collapsing infrastructure for both water and sewer. So understand, think about workarounds here. Think about how you can save yourself. Don't go to your local city council meetings or your local city officials or even your local water agencies, as I have done for years. They will not help you. They won't listen. So think about what you need to do for water. So for those of you that are on your municipal water supply, again, find out where the springs are. Find out how easy it is to collect the water when you get to the spring, because you will need water. And also, do a three-day power outage where you have no lights, you use no lights, you use no water, and write down the things you will need to survive, because you will. Power outages are a planned outage to cycle us in to living in the year 1775 or even before. Forget about the light bulbs. We won't need light bulbs with the planned power outages. They're happening all the time. They're happening in longer durations. I've talked about power outages ad nauseum, and they're all planned. They're transitioning us into microgrids, not us, but commerce and the military and the airports. And microgrids function on renewable energy that is not reliable, because the weather is fully and completely controlled. So again, go to my three websites, stopthecrime.net, primarywater.org, which will explain to you how water is a renewable and we're not running out, and download that book, New Water for a Thirsty World. And then my final site, toxicsky.org. Please spend time there. It's a site that I initiated when Rosalind Peterson was alive, before she died of cancer. And I just have fond memories of that site that I developed in conjunction with linking it to her sites. So having said that, Sean, I appreciate the opportunity to share what is before us all, and in hopes that some brilliant minds out there can figure out some workarounds so we can survive, because we are becoming Mad Max cities where it's becoming lethal and dangerous to go shopping or to go out onto the streets. This is what we face, a deteriorating morality and lack of concern or anything that's good and decent.
Yeah, demoralization. That's another tactic being used against us. Demoralizing young people, making them believe in nothing, making them believe they're part of a random big bang. They live on a little planet, a little blue dot, a pale blue dot spinning through a universe that is not special, was not created by God, just the random result of a big bang. That's what they're indoctrinating your children to believe. No wonder so many people are feeling nihilistic and suicidal these days, especially young people. Guys, pray for divine intervention, pray for strength of character, and do speak out. You know, not acting is acting. Not speaking out is speaking out. Your silence will enslave you. Deb, thank you so much for your time. We'll get you back on again. I'll leave the links below to your websites. And again, thank you.
Thank you, Sean.
God bless you. All right, friends, thank you so much for tuning in. If you're still with us, I'd ask you to do one thing. Well, two things. Number one, please support our sponsors. Our sponsors, since they kicked us off of Patreon and they kicked us off of YouTube and they stole the business we built on YouTube with almost 1 million subscribers, please support our sponsors, number one. And number two, please visit us for free every single day at sgtreport.com. Also, spread this information far and wide within your sphere of influence on social media, thereby helping us get the word out and hopefully making a difference. The more people we wake up, the harder it is for the deep state, the criminal world government, to get away with what they're trying to get away with. And friends, again, sgtreport.com, thephaser.com, and thelibertymill.com. Check them out every single day for free. Those are three antidotes to corporate propaganda and all of those Mockingbird, CIA, mainstream media lies. May God truly bless you and your family. Bye-bye.
FEMA and our de facto government is selecting specific zones in the United States, 50 individual zones throughout the country, one in each state, that will get priority access to federal funds when we're hit by directed energy weapons. So make no mistake, these are climate lockdowns into cities of death called smart cities. This is total mass murder, destruction, and theft at the grandest scale in history. The grandest scale in history.